First, when was the last time you really thought about your emotional state as you sat down to eat something? Each day comes with its ups and downs, more of some, less of the other, depending on the day, even the time of day. On this week's edition of Food Friday, our guest has taken lessons from her restaurant about the way our emotions can line up with our meals. Alyssa Wagner is co-founder of the New York City restaurant Dimes. She's also co-author of the new cookbook based on the restaurant. It's called Dimes Times, Emotional Eating. Alyssa, welcome to Central Time.
Hi, thanks so much. Really happy to be here.
Well, I think when we think of the phrase, or when I think of the phrase emotional eating, I don't know, I might think of it as a bad thing. Like I'm in a bad mood, so I ate a whole bag of, you know, insert your favorite junk food here. You take a much more nuanced approach. How do you try to tailor your meal ideas, your ideas for your restaurant and the cookbook to different emotional states we might have throughout the day?
Right, right. Well, I think for us, the emotions are actually, you know, they're good things and they're, you know, they're sort of... When we were writing a cookbook, we thought, how do we bring all our ideas onto the page? And when you're feeding people in a restaurant setting, people are coming together for all sorts of reasons. You have reunions, anniversaries, birthdays, business meetings, breakups, you know, first dates. And the common thread between all of those is emotion. So it just sort of made sense for us to group the recipes that way. You know, some happy and some sad, but that's how we eat. You know, you wake up in the morning, you're ready to go, you have a smoothie. Middle of the day, you get kind of sluggish, you turn towards the maybe the sweeter things, you know, and it carries you through the day that way.
And another thing I love about your cookbook, you talk a lot about not just our emotional senses, but kind of how all of our senses fit into our eating, the sounds maybe of a restaurant or your restaurant kitchen, the smells. You've got a whole section on aromatherapy in our
right.
food. You really take a multi-sense approach. It's not just our taste buds we're talking about here.
Absolutely. Yeah. I think, especially being in the kitchen, you know, you are using all your senses when you cook, and it's a full body experience, or at least it is when I'm in the kitchen.
Now, it's a creative way to approach a cookbook, I got to say. You go by time of day and an emotional state that might match that time of day. And you acknowledge it might be different people might look at the same time in different ways. But we get the gist. But how did you go about organizing it that way?
It was pretty hard. We knew when we started out, we wanted to do the type of cookbook that no one had ever seen before. We just wanted our voice and our vision to be something really new. And so it was a challenge. We thought of all sorts of different ways that we wanted to do it, but we ended up with time, you know, and we organized it through the time that the restaurant actually opens and then the time that it actually closes. So our restaurant opens at 8 a.m., it closes at 11 p.m., and we just took it through the day that way, and sort of thought, you know, what kind of people are we seeing coming in at 8 a.m.? What kind of people are we seeing coming in at 10:30? What are they doing? What are they eating?
Well, let's walk in the restaurant door at 8 a.m. and your emotional state there, at least for your New York customers, is determined. And you talk a lot about smoothies as kind of our food of determination to make the most of a day. How do smoothies help us do that?
Well, they're filled with things that are really energizing. You can add, you know, protein powders in there and energizing maca and things like that. I feel like at 8 a.m. you're getting the people that are either already coming from their yoga class or on their way to yoga. They're people that are really ready to tackle the day. And it's something that's going to get you started on the day with a really healthy base and foundation. So in that chapter are all of those things that are going to get you, you know, powered up and ready to go.
Now, I'm a daily smoothie guy myself, and I'm kind of a boring one. It's frozen fruit, you know, and it's a mix of them, and it's some yogurt, and that's it. So help me, give me some creativity to boost my morning determination in my otherwise predictable smoothie.
I would say you're a classic guy, but I think it's always great to add a little bee pollen. Flaxseed is also a great one to put in there. It gives you your omega-3s. Moringa is a great additive to your smoothies. It gives you really good vegetable protein. So those are all good things to add into your smoothies that are really easy, but it's going to give you the extra boost.
We are talking about matching our meals to our emotional state. We've got Alyssa Wagner with us from the New York City restaurant Dimes, co-author of the new cookbook, Dimes Times, Emotional Eating. You can join in at 800-642-1234. Is there a meal that you use to get you through a particular time of day, meal or snack or dessert for that matter, or something that when you're in a particular mood, good or bad, that's the food you seek out. 800-642-1234 is the number to call. Alyssa, you've shared a few recipes with us. We've got them at WPR.org/Food Friday, and we've got some buttermilk pancakes. And it's got that matcha, I want to say it as I read it. Did you just say maca? I see this, it's big, and I don't really know what it is. Talk about these buttermilk pancakes and this great ingredient.
Yeah, matcha. It's the tea powder, green tea powder. It's detoxifying, it's calming, it relaxes the mind. It's a great add into the pancakes in the morning. It makes these bright green pancakes that are really beautiful. Just something a little different to start your day. We like to serve ours at the restaurant with a fruit compote and some granola. You can make your own granola, or you can just add your favorite bag granola from the grocery store.
And does it make our pancakes taste like green tea?
It does, yeah.
Is that good?
Just a little bit. Yeah. Have you ever had green tea ice cream? It's sort of like
absolutely.
Kind of, yeah, it's like that. It's a little sweet, it's really good.
Okay, you've won me over now. Now, the mood this goes with, we were determined at 8 in the morning. Now at 10:33, we are emo. What happened?
Yeah, you've dropped a little bit. You've dropped a little bit. You got out there, you took your yoga class, you're a little tired. You need a little pick-me-up again. You've hit the slump, so you're going to dig into your pancakes now. You're going to settle in a little bit to your day. So now it's time to hit the pancakes.
And now, do you have any good secret tips for making great buttermilk pancakes with or without that matcha green tea powder?
You need to make sure your griddle is hot before you start.
Yeah.
You know, no one wants that first pancake that hits the griddle and it's not browned, it's not crispy, it's a throwaway. You know, don't rush it.
I've only done that 50 or 60 times before I learned my lesson.
Right.
Wait till the griddle is hot. That is a perfect bit of advice.
Yeah.
Okay. And now here's a great one. At noon, we're feeling kind of sensitive and we're into salads. And here's another recipe I think you've shared with us, a fall salad. And you've got some great fall vegetables in this one. Tell us about the fall salad recipe.
Yeah, so this one I wanted to talk about. It's been on the menu, I think, pretty much since we opened at Dimes. It's a real classic one of ours. But we have delicata squash, a beautiful fall squash, the little cayenne and maple syrup. Some cardamom pumpkin seeds, pomegranate seeds, raw Brussels sprouts, and rosemary sage balsamic vinaigrette. It's one of my favorite salads. It's got kind of everything in it, a little sweet, a little savory, a little bit crunchy. Just sort of evokes the real fall season to me.
And you have a comment in the cookbook that I appreciate, that a lot of people don't feel confident about their salad making. And I'm generally a pretty confident home cook, and I feel like I make pretty bad, boring salads. I always like it better when somebody else makes a salad.
Right.
What are some of the secrets of, getting more creative and having more fun with our salads?
I think people just should not be afraid to experiment, you know, and I think we actually have a chart in our cookbook that kind of breaks it down for you. But I think for me, it's having those key five ingredients, which is, you know, something raw, something cooked, something pickled, something, you know, nutty. It's just sort of bringing in all these different components to make sure you're getting a really varied and balanced salad. And I think just, you know, play around and don't be afraid to experiment.
And that something pickled reminds me, I saw a little kind of an easy tip you have to, you know, just have some kind of pickling brine ready to rock. And then there's a zillion different things you say that you can make a great condiment just by quick pickling it. Can you share some of your favorite things to just have handy to make that quick pickly flavor?
Yeah, definitely. I think, you know, mustard seeds I keep around, apple cider vinegar, if you have some, I love to pickle onions. That's something I always keep in a fridge. It's a really easy thing that you can throw onto a salad to give it a little bit of a brininess. Those are all things that I love to keep on hand.
Mm-hmm. We're talking to Alyssa Wagner, co-founder of the New York City restaurant Dimes. Looking at the new cookbook she co-wrote, it's called Dimes Times Emotional Eating. She and her co-author go through the day and through different emotional states and have great recipes to go along with it. You can find some of those recipes online at WPR.org/Food Friday. And you can join in at 800-642-1234. How do you structure your day food-wise? Do you think about how you're feeling at different times of day and adjust your eating accordingly? Is there a meal that maybe picks you up during that, I don't know, mid-morning or mid-afternoon lull, meal or snack? Do you have a favorite comfort food when you need that kind of comfort, maybe on a cold October day? Do you have a question for your guest, some advice you want on a different recipe that you might make? Call in at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. You can also post on the Ideas Network Facebook page. We'll pick up the conversation coming up on Central Time. You're listening to Central Time on the Ideas Network. I'm Rob Ferret. We continue our Food Friday conversation with Dimes Restaurant co-founder Alyssa Wagner. She's also co-author of the new cookbook, Dimes Times, Emotional Eating, based on recipes and experiences from the restaurant. You could join in at 800-642-1234. Do you eat something specific at a particular time of day, maybe a routine that you count on to match your emotional state or boost your emotional state? What got you there? What is that food? Is the idea of emotional eating something new to you, or does it fit how you experience food and how you cook? Call in at 800-642-1234. Also, if you have a favorite version of some of the things we're talking about, the smoothie in the morning, maybe the pancake, maybe a favorite entree when times are tough. Let's go to Tammy now in Mason. Tammy, hi.
Well, hello.
What do you want to really tell us about, Tammy?
Okay, every Sunday when I have my children, I just got married, but every Sunday I make this awesome pancake. You got to have really good apples, and you got to make sure they're moist, which I always microwave, and you put bananas in it. And I always get the blueberry and the regular, you know, Bisquick, which I know I'm not supposed to say. And I mix them all together, and I make them, and you got to make them like in a quarter, like a quarter cup, so that you got a bunch of small ones, and all they do is dip it in their favorite thing, whatever I give them, and it's so healthy. Sometimes I even put in broccoli, and they don't even know it.
Sneaky. Now, Tammy, I love the concept. What I really like here is the ritual. This is something you do, you said, pretty much every Sunday, right?
Every Sunday morning.
Fantastic. Tammy, hey, thank you so much for calling and sharing that with us. Alyssa, I like that idea of, you know, every Sunday it's pancakes. Having that, I don't know, that routine. I bet you've got customers at your restaurant who maybe every, I don't know, anniversary or something like that, whatever the occasion, they have their traditional dish, right?
Oh, absolutely. I mean, and we have customers that come in every morning for the same food. It's like, yeah, it's great.
Tammy, thanks so much for that call at 800-642-1234. That's 800-642-1234. Well, let's keep moving ahead on the clock with your through the day recipe. 3 p.m. aspirational time. And you talk here about strategizing, maybe cooking a week's worth of vegetables in a day. How are we approaching this aspirational 3 o'clock hour?
Right. Well, I think this is where you do your sort of like heavy lifting. You know, I know for me and for a lot of people, I think cooking at home can be a real challenge. It's like, you know, you can, especially in New York, I think people often just want to say, oh, I'll just order takeout, you know? So I think this is the chapter where you really try to make your kitchen work for you. So you're coming home from the grocery store, you've got all your vegetables and you're kind of breaking them all down and you're making your life easier for the week. So you're cooking yourself like a big, you're soaking your chickpeas and you're getting ready and you're going to cook those tomorrow. And then you're taking your kale and you're getting rid of all the stems and you're chopping it up so that you just have kale in your fridge ready to go and you cook it as you need it. And you're doing things like that. It's sort of getting your prep work done and just making it easy on yourself so that when you come home from work the next day, you don't have to worry about what you're going to cook. You're just sort of ready to go and you have things that are easy to do. So it's sort of setting yourself up to succeed.
Now, here's a 3 p.m. counterpoint. Nicole wrote on the Ideas Network Facebook page, 3 o'clock is chocolate time. Do you have a chocolate time in your life, Alyssa, or are you like me and that could be any time?
It's all the time. Chocolate time is all the time.
And do you tackle desserts some in the book? It's not all, healthy food all the way, right?
Right. We have dessert as sort of the end of the night, when you're sort of really letting loose with the drinks and the dessert at the same time.
Let's go back to our callers at 800-642-1234. Sandy is on the line in Wisconsin Rapids. Sandy, hi. Sandy, are you there? I think Sandy just dropped off. She was calling to tell us that she reaches back to her cultural Greek-Italian background for celebrations and coming together with food. And I'm guessing, Alyssa, a lot of people out there have that, you know, maybe family tradition, cultural tradition, whatever it might be that they like to reach for. Do you have that kind of thing?
Yeah, I do. I think for my family was all Irish immigrants. So we have, we do have some traditions when it comes to food. It's a bit more meat and potatoes than my cookbook, but yeah, we absolutely do.
It is this week's edition of Food Friday. Alyssa Wagner is with us, co-founder of the restaurant Dimes in New York City. New cookbook out, co-author. It's called Dimes Times Emotional Eating. Well, I want to not skip the other recipe you gave us. I'm going to skip ahead in time a little bit, though, to 6 p.m. 8 p.m. honeymoon time, baked sole with ratatouille. Tell us about this recipe.
So I really love this recipe because you know, one of the things we tried to do in our cookbook is make cooking in general just less of a challenge for people. And I think this recipe really does that. It's a one dish recipe. And you know, even though, you know, your ratatouille is a classic dish, you really can sub other vegetables in here if you didn't have exactly what was in the recipe. But it's really a one pot dish. You're adding all your vegetables in, you're adding the fish on top, and you're baking it in the oven. Comes out of the oven, it's ready to eat. You know, it's a simple dish, has a lot of healthy ingredients in there. You've got eggplant, cherry tomatoes, zucchini. You're getting a little heat from Fresno chilies. And then at the end, you're adding some really beautiful fresh basil and you're done. You know, it's just, it's a delicious dish. You serve it with some crusty bread and it's just easy, classic. I really love it.
And I look at this recipe as one of those that's going to be like, if I made it for somebody, they're going to look at it and be like, whoa, this is really fancy. This must have been a lot of work.
Yeah.
But secretly, it was actually pretty easy.
Mm-hmm. This is one of those ones I always tell people to make when you're entertaining because it really impresses, but it's absolutely easy. And it's sort of a fun one for everyone to share because you can dip your bread in it. And it's, you know, maybe not so COVID friendly right now, but yeah, I think it's a really good one.
Well, and speaking of COVID, I mean, we're talking about emotions at eating. You're in New York, a city hit really hard early on, in an industry hit really hard all through this thing. Have you been able to find comfort in this world of food and making food in what for you has got to be, as much as anybody, got to be a tough time?
Oh, completely. And actually, the cookbook came out on March 12th, which was obviously, you know, a couple of days before this broke. And when it came out, we were like, oh, wow, this is, you know, it wasn't really the launch that we were expecting. But in a way, it was completely apropos because everyone was all of a sudden just at home. And, you know, so many people came to us and were like, your cookbook has been, you know, really comforting because we've just been at home and, you know, I never really cooked before, but we got your cookbook and we've been doing, you know, practicing and doing the recipes at home and it's been really fun. And, you know, so it became this sort of, you know, it had a life of its own that, in terms of COVID that we didn't really realize was going to happen. You know, no one had any foresight that kind of thing was going to happen. But it was eerily apropos in a way that no one expected. So that was interesting for sure.
That points me toward your 10 p.m. theme, which is commiserate. How did you approach that section? And we've got some desserts, some drinks, alcoholic and otherwise. Mm-hmm. What kind of mood were you looking for in that food?
Well, that's a time when everything kind of starts to wind down at the restaurant. You know, we're not one of those really super late night places. So people sort of start, you know, things start winding down. The staff's friends start wandering in, seeing where they're going to go after work. You start hearing about the people coming in, talking about their breakups or, you know, I had this bad day at work and I just need to shake it off and, you know, hanging around the bar and just kind of, you know, letting it all come off. Letting everything sort of come off of them through drinking and talking and commiserating and, you know, letting it all loose over a piece of chocolate cake. So that was the idea we had for that chapter. It's sort of just the end of the day where everything kind of coming off of you in one way or another.
Now, you mentioned it can be easy to, in our food day, just say, oh, heck with it, we'll get takeout or we'll do something really easy. And by the way, there's nothing wrong with either of those things. But what would you say to somebody who's maybe, you know, thinking about spreading their wings a little bit in the kitchen? They don't consider themselves a serious cook. What would you encourage them to do for some of their first kitchen experiments?
I think, you know, start small and also don't, you know, there's no shame in using some canned things and some fresh things. It's like, you don't have to jump all in and say, I'm going to make this dish and I'm going to do everything with like soaked beans overnight. You know, you can use some canned beans and some fresh vegetables and just start small and until you get comfortable and then build up from there. You know, you don't have to start with these crazy challenging recipes. Just find the ones that you're comfortable with and play around until you get a little bit more confident and build on your skills that way.
And Alyssa, in our last minute or so, I think when another thing people think about with emotional eating is the concept of comfort food, that thing they want on that rough day or whatever the case might be. Do you personally have a comfort food of your own, whether it's something you make at the restaurant or order from another restaurant or get at home, whatever it might be?
Oh, absolutely. I love enchiladas personally. There's a local restaurant here that does incredible enchiladas. So I love to order that if I'm doing takeout. If I'm at home and I'm cooking, shepherd's pie 100% is a comfort food that I love to make for myself. Those are probably my two favorite comfort foods.
Well, I fully endorse both of those positions. Alyssa, yeah. Thank you so much for joining us today.
Thank you.
We've been talking to Alyssa Wagner, co-founder of the New York City restaurant Dimes. And we talked to her today about a new cookbook. She's the co-author of Dimes Times Emotional Eating. And we've got a few of the recipes we've been talking about online. Check them out at WPR.org/Food Friday. That baked sole with ratatouille, matcha buttermilk pancakes, and a fall salad. I guess you could make them all for the same meal or spread them out throughout the day, whatever you want to do. Share your favorite foods to fit a particular mood over at the Ideas Network Facebook page.